Well, perhaps that theme is familiar to you, maybe not, but it's called Voyage, and so is the name of this show. My name's Keith Black, and as always here at Wednesdays, from 10 to 1, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz for the next 3 hours. I hope you can stay tuned. It's sort of a drizzly day outside here in Winnipeg. Is it going to snow? Is it not going to snow? It might snow. It didn't snow. It will snow. Whatever. We've been waiting for this for, I guess, a long time. We've dodged an awful lot of bullets, as they say. With the weather, it's been extraordinary in the last, what a great autumn it's been. But it's time to turn the corner, and that's probably what's going to happen in the next little while, next few days. It's going to be part of the beginning of the winter season. But what continues throughout all of this is some great jazz, and that's what you're going to get for the next 3 hours here. As always, there'll be some brand new material that's always it's pretty much the same format in terms of bringing you a lot of brand new stuff and a historical segment. I'm dodging a bit here, trying to grab my playlist in order. Starting off today will be a group out of the GTA, the Carn Davidson Nine. I'll talk about all of these things once we get back to them, but I'll just give you an overview here of what's coming for the next 3 hours. Then a group called Spinaflex, a band out of Amsterdam that has a brand new album and have never been heard on this show before. So it's sort of a cool group from Amsterdam. Then the group called The Bad Plus that used to be a trio and now is a quartet, and I'll talk about that when I get there as well. Then bass player Dan Fortin with an album called Cannon, and some really neat stuff there coming up after that. Following that will be my historical segment, which today is a release of an earlier album with pianist McCoy Tyner and saxophonist Joe Henderson. And it's just... you're going to hear just some great in-your-face swinging music. It's really cool. I'll talk about that again when we get there. Then alto player Christine Jensen from her latest album. Saxophonist Walter Smith III from an album with a very interesting name as well. I'll get to that eventually. Then drummer Dan Weiss with one of the, I think, fine albums of the year, actually. I haven't played it for a few months now, but I played it earlier in the season quite well. And to end, a brand new album with saxophonist Bennett Wood. That'll take us to the end of the show with whatever else happens. As this is live radio, you never know exactly what's going to go on, right? But let's see how well we do. The Carn Davidson Nine is a group out of Toronto, which is led by Tara Davidson on alto and flute, and actually some vocals as well, and William Carn on trombone and some vocals at the same time. The others in the Nine are Kelly Jefferson on tenor sax and clarinet, Sharantha Bedage on barre and bass clarinet, Jason Logue on trumpet, along with Kevin Turcott, Christian Overton on bass trombone, Andrew Downing on acoustic bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums. They also have some guests from time to time, but I'm not sure that they're in the tracks I'm going to play today. But the album is called Reverence. And this is a really neat group. All of these people, if you listen regularly, you hear these names in different configurations as they play in different small bands or large ensembles over the years. But whether we like to, whatever our feelings are about Toronto in any regard, they are a fantastic jazz center in Canada, and that can't be disputed. There's some great stuff coming out of the GTA, and this is one of them. So I'm going to play two tracks from Reverence with the Carn Davidson Nine. The first one is called If Not Now, Then When? And the second one, with a more Latin flavor, is called Saude. Here is the Carn Davidson Nine. There you go. They were having a lot of fun there. That was a couple of tracks from a group called the Carn Davidson Nine out of the GTA from their brand new album called Reverence. This is some fine Canadian writing and playing. These folks, as I mentioned in the intro, play in a number of different configurations in Toronto and other places for that matter. They aren't limited to the GTA. But every now and then, William Carn and his partner, Tara Davidson, get together and bring in seven other folks to help them form the Carn Davidson Nine. And they're cool, very cool. They've performed here, and they're a very fine Canadian group. And it's 10:20 a.m. here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. We stream live at ckuw.ca, and we archive our programs there at ckuw.ca. You can follow the link to the program of your choice. It might even be Voyage. And there are options there for you to download or podcast parts or all of previous shows just to let you know what's been going on here when you weren't able to listen. Moving on now to a group that I have never played before on this show, from the Amsterdam-based sextet called Spinifex. And they're very cool. They're very cool. They're sort of described as a blend of free improv, avant jazz, and punk rock. So there you go. That sort of covers a lot of the waterfront, right? I'm not going to bother reading the names because they will not be known to you, I don't imagine. But I will mention the alto saxophonist who is the artistic director, Tobias Klein, is the one. His are all the compositions, and he is the leader of the sextet. And without any further ado, the album is called Undrilling the Hole, which is sort of a neat title. And I'm going to play two tracks. The first one is called Embracing the Contradictions, and then the title track, Undrilling the Hole. Here is Spinifex. We'll be right back. From Amsterdam called Spinifex, from their brand new album called Undrilling the Hole. And that was the title of that track that you just heard. Interesting music, and I hadn't been aware of this band before. My friend Mo Hoag is an expert on European jazz, and he probably says, well, it's about time you got smart here, Keith, and started learning about all the stuff that's happening over there, because there's some incredible European jazz that I just... It just is not in my current wheelhouse, as the expression goes. But there's a neat band, Spinifex, and I'm sure you'll hear more of that album in the weeks to come. It's very it captures the mood quite nicely. And it's 10:36 Central Time in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Moving on now to the band called The Bad Plus. Now, The Bad Plus has had some interesting history. And I've mentioned before the original iteration, a trio, that was basically came out of Minneapolis area, at least a couple of them, and were actually interviewed in this studio many years ago when they were in town in their original form, when Ethan Iverson was the pianist and whatever. Then he left the group, the trio, and it was felt that that would probably be the end of it, because how did the other two, which are Reed Anderson on bass and synthesizer and Dave King on drums, how are you going to put things together again? Well, they found a pianist who played with them for a while, and the Bad Plus 2.0 had another pianist to replace Ethan Iverson, and then he left. And I said, well, that'll be it. That's it for the bad plus. But no, they don't go out. They don't go away. And the bad plus is back now with a new sound and a new look, because they're no longer a trio. They're a quartet. Reed Anderson, the bass player, and Dave King, the drummer, are still there from the original band. But Ben Maunder has been added in guitar, and Chris Speed on tenor. This really changes the sound. I mean, you can't compare. This is apples and oranges talking about the Bad Plus 1.0. And if this is 3.0, it's a pretty cool morphing into a new form. The brand new album they have is called Complex Emotions. I'm going to play three tracks here. The first one is very, one of them, well, quite brief. The first one is called Carrier, then Cupcakes 1. I don't know what that means either. That's one as O-N-E instead of one, never mind. And the third one is called Tyrone's Flamingo. Here is the new Bad Plus. the Bad Plus, the trio that little trio that could, and grew into a quartet there with Ben Mondor on guitar and Chris Speed on tenor, joining Reed Anderson and Dave King, the original two of the three that were the first Bad Plus as a trio. That's a great album. It's a very fine album. They have adapted and moved along in a way that somehow retains a lot of the style, if I can put it that way, of the original trio, but adding a whole new context with the other instruments added. Neat stuff. The Bad Plus. Well, moving on to another very interesting album. It's not unheard of that, especially in the jazz world, where an artist will record a whole bunch of different tracks with different people, like a duet album, but different duets on every track. Dee Dee Jackson had one of those many years ago called Paired Down, P-A-I-R-E-D, very clever. But Dan Fortin on bass has released solo bass albums as well as been involved in small groups. But he was sort of, I think, moved into this project. I'm not sure if it was COVID or whatever, but several people encouraged him to to do something that became sort of avant jazz, experimental, electronic, whatever term that is used in the notes, with Fortin on bass and synthesizers at times, as well as different people filling the bill as his duet partners. It's an interesting album, and as the notes say, the tracks are sort of, as is described in the notes, sort of pop song length. They're not hugely long tracks, but they do a lot in those few minutes in each case. I'm going to play four tracks that they run 2-3 minutes each. Maybe one goes four. The first one is called 100, and Fortin is on electric bass and synthesizers along with David Acapinti on guitar. Second track is called Act Two, with again Fortin on. I won't keep mentioning his name. He's the bass player, and with him this time are Philippe Melançon on e-drums. And then the third track is called Minty, with Karen Ng on alto sax. This is a very neat track actually. And then Allium Tower, with Michael Davidson on synthesizers. Some neat variety here. Over short time spans, they accomplish a great deal. And here are four tracks with bass player Dan Fortin with his brand new album. It actually came out 2 days ago, in fact, legally. So here we go with the bass player Dan Fortin and his partners on this interesting duet, the modifying duet album called Canon. Dan Fortin.